Oh yeah, we always made us a sled of some kind.
And did you have one of those weapons that you made out of a forked stick?
Bean flip.
Mm-hmm. What'd you use for rubbers on that?
Just old inner tubes.
Around a barn, did you have one of those vehicles with one wheel and two handles so you could put...
Wheel bar.
Uh-huh. And did you have a big wheel, a big thing that you could sharpen axes and scythes on?
Oh yeah, we had the old grindstone. Actually, it was a... It wasn't an emery, it was a grindstone.
Mm-hmm. And did you have a thing that you could take with you to the fields to sharpen your tools?
File?
Anything else?
Most of the time, either a file or a whetstone.
Mm-hmm. And if your wagon began to squeak, what did you do to it?
Greased it.
How?
You mean how? I just take the wheel off and put axle grease in it.
Did the wheel just slide right off?
Oh, you had right hand nuts on the right side and left hand nuts on the...
Mm-hmm.
Just loosen the nut and slide the wheel out far enough to put a bunch of grease under there and run the nut back on it.
Mm-hmm. And how did you light your house before you got electricity?
Kerosene lamps.
Oh, I remember back when our old home place was lit with carbide lights. Pipes run all through the house. And
Say, I was down in Featherston, and in the store there, they still have one. You remember that town at all?
Yeah.
Used to have a bank and a newspaper. Now there's one store, and it's got about $80 worth of merchandise in it. But right in the, you just walk in and then about 6.5 feet up, pipe comes down and branches out and the nozzles are on where the light fixtures used to be.
Yeah, our old home place over there had, we had this carbide generating plant, you see, out of a little special built house, keeping them freezing. And very similar to the plants that they use in the welding shop now.
Kaboom.
Uh-huh. And we had a hot plate to cook with. And had lights all through the house with it, you know. And then we went from that to a 32 volt gasoline driven generator and a whole room full of batteries.
Oh.
We put in electricity and gave that old generating plant to a church down about 6-7 miles east of here.
Mm-hmm.
Then from that we went to these Aladdin kerosene burning lamps.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course electricity about 10 years ago.
Man told me the greatest boon to the farmer has been electricity.
Sure has. You want another light on you there?
No, I'm all right.
Well, the light is very little. We knew electricity was coming. It came to the corner down here and turned east, and we knew it was coming on up this way sooner or later, and we got ready for it. Do you know the two things I bought? Was a churn and a water pump.
Before you got a refrigerator?
Oh, well, of course, we'd had a gas burning refrigerator, you know, several years.
Yeah.
But you know, we had churned this away, then we'd shook fruit jars this away, and we tied fruit jars to the treadle of the sewing machine and read this away. And I bought an electric churn. Of course, there's a little story behind that. I bought a food mixer first and tried to churn with it, and when we got through cleaning up the kitchen, we went and bought a churn.